We're learning Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. And we had learned the Mishnah that 10 miracles happened for the Jewish people at the splitting of the sea. And we had learned the first 5. The sixth miracle that happened with the splitting of the Yamsuf is Hashishi Kinigzal Lishneim Sagzarim. It was split into 12 paths. This is our tradition. Even Rambam, who likes to interpret everything in a very logical way, quotes this Medrash that the splitting of the Yamsuf happened into 12 paths. Every tribe had a path through which they could pass. And that's what the verse says in Tehillim. We say it on Shabbos. Legozer yamsuf ligzarim. What's the end of the pasuk? Ki leolam chasdo. And Hashem who split the yamsuf into splittings. What's the multiple splittings? Legozer yamsuf ligzarim. Into multiple splittings. That is the concept of 12 paths for the tribes. The 7th miracle is Shayuam Chitot Shemen Shevet Leshevet Zachim Kesruchit Levana. Our tradition is that between each tribe, you had a very clear barrier, meaning the sea split, and you had some kind of wall of water in between each tribe, and it was very clear, like clear glass, so they could see one another. They didn't feel like their tribe alone was going through the water. Hashmini, the 8th miracle is shelo kafeu amayim kulam kechaticha achat ela nasu chatichot chatichot kelvina al gabei levina varech al gabei arech. When they looked at this wall of water, it wasn't like one large sheet of water, but rather it looked like bricks. It looked like there was a made wall of water separating between them and the next tribe. Val zeneemar, and about this it says in Tehillim again, you made the sea crumble. Hashem gave the sea, made the sea take different shapes as though it were made of sand, as though you could actually form shapes out of it. Hachi'i, the 9th miracle, shamayim amtukim shebayam lo kafu kishar mayam, vayu nozalim shotim mikol hanachanim ha'olchim el hayam. That these walls, so these walls were made of the... these walls the walls were made of the parts of the water which have a bad flavor, but the walls were dripping pure water, so the Jewish people could actually drink from the water. As they were traveling through it, they had solidified walls with sweet water, meaning good drinking water dripping along the side. If people were thirsty, they had water. They had these streams of water flowing down alongside the walls. So that's interesting. It means the ground was dry. On their sides were these walls of water. The walls were not made of one sheet, but rather they looked like bricks, like there were lines. It took on some kind of form. And there was water dripping down so that people could actually drink that water. And it must have been pretty thick, because otherwise you end up sticking your hand into the wall, right? So there must have been like little waterfalls coming down. And it was gentle, so the people weren't scared. It didn't seem like, oh no, this wall's falling apart, it's going to collapse. It was clear, there's a wall. And there are these little streams, or I don't know what size streams, coming down of drinking water. The 10th miracle is that when people drank, they had the streams. But then when the water was not used for drinking, it would solidify. It wasn't that they had this ongoing like sprinkler system getting them wet. That the water that would be coming down, you'd have these fountains coming down, and they wouldn't hit the ground. Whoever wanted to drink would stick his head into the fountain and drink, and whoever didn't, before it hit the bottom, it would rejoin the walls. Meaning you had a situation where you had like these little water fountains going down, and then hitting the wall again, and solidifying with the wall. I'm sorry, it didn't rejoin the wall. He says, at the bottom of the wall, you had mounds of snow. The water that would come down, when it came down, it they didn't have puddles. It wasn't that the water would, you'd have these streams coming down and making puddles. No, at the foot of the wall, you had snow. You had the water solidifying. Whenever they wanted to drink, so they had these fountains there. So that's the 10 miracles that we have on tradition. Rambam doesn't explain it exactly this way, but that's his explanation. So those were the 10 miracles that happened by the sea.